There's considerable concern within the family courts about the government's plans to remove legal aid from private law cases. The idea is to encourage more people to use mediation, but many cases, judges say, are simply not suitable and more people will have to represent themselves. So the effect could be a kind of lopsided justice. Well, Sandra Berg reported on family courts when journalists were allowed into them, and she reports again now.
In the corridors of London's busiest family court, there are always clusters of black-suited men and women talking energetically. These are barristers in private law cases. They look like they're gossiping, but most of the time they're negotiating. Every so often, they'll split up, go to their warring clients in separate waiting rooms, try to get agreement on particular points. It means their time in court is focused on the essential, irreconcilable differences. But more and more people are doing without barristers in these courts, representing themselves, usually because they can't afford a lawyer and they don't qualify for legal aid. Judith Ward is head of the Personal Support Unit, a charity which helps these litigants in person.
In family courts, they're going up by, say, about 10%. And that, yes, I would say. But it's not just the numbers that are going up, it's the type of case that we're seeing which is changing. We're noticing that there are more men who are coming. We're noticing that quite often, instead of it just being one litigant and person against somebody who's represented, both sides are increasingly unrepresented, which is a complete nightmare for the judge and for the others associated with them.
The government's plans to cut legal aid to private law cases are likely to mean more people represent themselves. Its green paper says research suggests this won't mean cases take longer, but lawyers and judges disagree. Stephen Cobb, QC, is chair of the Family Law Bar Association and a part-time judge.
Where litigants in person appear before the courts, the cases inevitably take longer. Cases that take longer will lead inevitably to the queues of cases also becoming longer. The family courts are anxious to avoid delay. These proposals, I fear, will simply lead to an increase in delay.
The other question is, does being a litigant in person affect the outcome? Over the last fortnight, I spent several days in the family courts in central London. I watched one mother who was representing herself as she tried to get her ex-partner to help support their child. Well-educated, well-prepared, she was, nonetheless, wrong-footed. At the door of the court, her ex-partner's barrister gave her a new document. This was a financial statement, the father's income and expenses. Key information, but the mother had no chance to read or analyse it before going into court. Nor had she realised that this was the final hearing. She would have to cross-examine her ex-partner in the witness box, an uncomfortable experience. She hadn't been able to investigate his finances, as a lawyer might have done. She had to ask him open questions like, is that your only bank account? The judge intervened several times to explain a point or to warn the mother her questions were too close to comment. So, scheduled for the morning, this hearing took all day. The judge did make provision for the child, but not as much as the mother had hoped. She felt that with a lawyer, she'd have got more. Litigants in person can sometimes get what they want, though. I spoke to one father who's just seen his young son for the first time in 3 years, thanks to a contact order from the court. His words are spoken by an actor.
The welfare officer took me up to where my ex-wife lives, and my son ran down the stairs, came up to me, gave me a massive hug and said, I've waited so long for this, Dad.
So the courts did work for you then, as a litigant in person?
Yeah, but only because of the Personal Support Unit. They helped me, explained I could get a penal notice to make my ex-wife come to court, showed me how to talk to the judge, how to explain my case.
So you don't think it would have worked without them?
No, definitely not.
The Personal Support Unit doesn't provide legal advice, but its well-qualified volunteers support and help litigants in person. Both these cases were relatively simple, short hearings. Complex cases, for instance, where a father seeking contact with his children is accused of sexual abuse, are far tougher for litigants in person. In one kind of fairly frequent family case, and for one side only, the government plans to keep legal aid. That is for alleged victims of domestic violence. This particularly worries those inside the courts. Stephen Cobb again.
That has huge implications for the administration of justice. It raises significant questions about equality of arms before the court.
It means that an alleged victim would have legal aid and have lawyers in court. An alleged perpetrator wouldn't. So, if they contested the claim...
The perpetrator will be required to cross-examine the alleged victim in court. That, in my view, is only likely to reinforce the experience of abuse if it's a true account, which the courts, and indeed, as I understand it, the government, are trying to protect the victim from.
Those within the courts are worried that a kind of lopsided justice will become more frequent, and they're concerned that more litigants in person will put extra strain on a system already stretched. Delays are common now. Cases can take months to complete, leaving in limbo those who are most important in the whole process, the children.